The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
And it's good to have the company of Harley Carnes for the US Report. Harley, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ray.
You got some snow heading your way, have you?
Oh, we have got, well, they've got a lot of snow already in the Midwest. By the time it gets here to the Northeast, we're expecting maybe 50 million people to be affected by a snowstorm late in the season like this that'll dump a foot to a foot and a half of snow in some areas, 6 inches for most, from essentially Washington, D.C. all the way up to Boston. It's a lot of people that'll be affected by this. Thousands of miles will be covered up with snow. It'll be difficult to get it all plowed and out of the way. So, you know, it's just going to be a mess. Tomorrow night into the, and throughout the following day, and probably for a day or two, you know, after that to clean it all up. But, I mean, there will be power lines down. This will be heavy, wet snow. It's going to be a miserable week for a lot of people.
Now you've had an intruder into the White House, nearly got to the presidential residence, they say.
Well, yeah, I mean, this is an intruder in the name of Jonathan Tuan Anh Tran. Vietnamese-American. He's only 26. He's from California. He managed to get over the White House fence. He made it to the South Portico entrance. The Secret Service saw him and was in pursuit. He turned and took off across the South grounds. They caught him, and they said, asked him what he was doing, of course. And he said, I'm a friend of the president. I have an appointment. And they asked how he got there. He said, I jumped the fence. So they checked him over, and they said he had two cans of mace. He had his passport, an Apple laptop, a book written by President Trump, and a letter that he had written to the president in which he talked about Russian hackers, said he'd been followed, his phone and his email communications had been read by third parties. In other words, this is a guy with problems. And he admitted he'd been called a schizophrenic in his past. He has a date with the judge tomorrow. So,
okay,
you know, now, it's just another one of those cases where the Secret Service had to do its job, and evidently they did a pretty good one.
Well, while they're checking his mental state, why don't we check the mental state of lawyers arguing in court that chimpanzees and other apes should have personhood?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, maybe we've gone crazy. I say maybe. That's small M, isn't it? the Non-Human Rights Project, they'll be in court in New York City beginning tomorrow trying to argue that two chimpanzees should be given the rights of personhood. They said it's not quite the same as being a human. The guy who's doing this is upset because they were caged. He said there are lots of laws to protect animals from abuse, but that's not enough. He said they need the right to bodily liberty. Once given that right, you couldn't put them in a cage. They'd have to be in a natural environment, things like that.
This isn't the same bloke who got into in the White House. It's not the same bloke arguing this.
No, and as far as we know, he's not related, I mean, necessarily. But there's only 6 degrees of separation, you know.
So. Yeah, including between us and chimpanzees, apparently.
Evidently.
All right, mate. We'll talk again tomorrow. Thanks very much for that.